Hi, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
How are you, Bruce?
Good evening, Bruce.
Hello, Bruce.
Good evening, ladies and Bruces.
How are you all?
Bruce, and myself here have come to sing you a little song about our line of work. We're all from God's own country.
Sure thing.
Australia, land of sunshine and sharks. And we all work in the philosophy department of the University of Woolloomooloo. And
thank
we'd like to
much.
Sing you... Thank you very much indeed,
very
Bruce.
Very nice, thank you.
Very nice of you.
I think we have some old Woolloomooloians in tonight.
I think they're all here, Bruce.
Have you got some Fosters in the Esky for them there, Bruce? Lovely. Hand it out.
Right.
Plenty more where that came from.
You see, if you're nice to us, you get beer. We'd like to sing you a little song now. It goes something like this.
Emmanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could outconsume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a very swine who was just a slosh and a stable. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill, of his own free will, on half a pint of shandy was particularly ill. Plato, they say, could stick it away, half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger for the bottle, Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart, I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little think about a bugger when he's pissed.
Well done, Bruce. Very nice, Bruce. Thank you very much indeed, Bruce.
Well,
since
I think
that went so well, I think we'll do it again. Why don't you ask
all
the Bruce and Sheilas out there to join
That's
in?
That's a very good idea, but they don't know the words, do they, Bruce? How are we going to do this? Do you have something in your sweaty pocket here, Bruce?
Here we are.
Ah, yes.
Jesus Christ, he's got something here written on one of his things. Can you all see that now? We're all going to sing along.
Okay, sing along.
Right.
On the two.
Emmanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very...
It's not going too well,
I think
Bruce.
There's a certain lack of alacrity there, Bruce, in the singing.
I think this smart, suave New York audience is not joining us Bruce.
I don't think they like this, Bruce.
Now, look, we're going to try it once more, and anybody not singing will have a bowl of Fosters lobbed at their heads.
Right.
Right, Bruce, bring in the words.
Bruce,
now, there's no excuse.
Here we are now. Okay, no complaining now.
Are you ready? Let's hear it. Put some guts into it.
Come on now.
Emmanuel Kant was a real pissant who was very rarely stable. Heidegger was a boozy beggar who could think you under the table. David Hume could outconsume Schopenhauer and Hegel. And Wittgenstein was a beery swine who was just as sloshed as Schlegel. There's nothing Nietzsche couldn't teach about the raising of the wrist. Socrates himself was permanently pissed. John Stuart Mill of his own free will, he was particularly ill. Plato only said he could stick it away, half a grain of whiskey every day. Aristotle was a bugger from the bottom. Hobbes was fond of his dram. And René Descartes was a drunken fart, I drink, therefore I am. Yes, Socrates himself is particularly missed. A lovely little finger, but a bugger when he's pissed.
Well done.